I am here since 1954, since I got married. I have 6 children. My age is 86 years of age. I feel very well. I am able to look after myself. When I had a pain in my hip, I went to the home in Dublin, nursing home. I was there for a month and I took them a month to get me the right medication. They made me stay another while to make sure it was working, that I had no pain. And then the girls came every so often. Not that often, because they were all working, but as often as they could. And then they'd say, stay another month now, ma'am, you're looking so well. Stay another month. And another month ended up to 10 months. There was big differences, like, I mean, you got your tea between 4 and 5, and after that you went to your room, and you either sat there or you went to the television room and sat with people that didn't know what you were speaking about. They were as old and older and feebler, myself and another girl, and we were the only two that could walk. Everything is lovely about it, but you'd want to be ill, something wrong with you. And then it is suitable because they're very attentive and very good. It is not suitable for anybody who's able to get up and get dressed. Like, there's nothing to do. We weren't allowed outside the door. I was away from everybody. Sure, I did nursing. And I loved my home, so I got very, very homesick. I really did. And I thought I couldn't wait any longer. So I had 2 attempts to go home, and I was stopped. I spoke to this lady one day, and she explained to me there was no reason for me to be there. I can go home whenever I like. They've no authority to keep you. My case was packed for a whole month or 6 weeks, I said, before they let me go. The Sage people, they were absolutely brilliant. I used to look forward to them coming because they cheered me up. You know, they really did. They were so kind, absolutely. And like, they did give me support, you know, and they gave me confidence to do what I wanted to do, was to leave. First of all, I rang the bank and I asked them about my account. And they said, oh, you've plenty, don't be worrying. So then I knew where I stood. And I told them I would be going home. Then they called the meeting for my children to come. And they said, ma'am, I think you're foolish. You'll be on your own and we'll be worried sick about you. And I said, don't worry about me. I said, if I get sick or anything, I'll ring you first thing. And I said, I'm going to go home anyway. I hired a taxi and came home. And the taxi cost me €320. And I said to myself when I was in the taxi coming down, please the Lord help me. I'm doing the right thing. So, but look, I was so lucky to have the money. I tell the children that. I'd be still there. They weren't very pleased, really. Any of them didn't speak to me for about a month. They didn't, really. Because they thought I was taking things too much in my own hands. But like, now they see I'm happy. Because I had it in my head all the time I wanted to go home. I had my own house. And I knew it was there. So they kind of understood then, you know. Oh, sure, I'm so happy. I wouldn't leave it. The next time I'm going now, it'll be in the box. The only regret I have, it was the girls kept telling me I was too old for driving and I gave up my car. And I'm regretting it since. I have a nice sitting room combined with the kitchen and the dining area. And I have an outside where I have my washing machine and my freezer outside in the back kitchen. And I have 3 bedrooms and I have a nice bathroom. And it's situated a mile away from the town. It takes about 20 minutes of a walk. Go to my bridge twice a week and I go to Mass, but I have to walk. Sunday, I usually get a taxi. I treat myself. I get my hair done on a Friday every week. There's a community centre up the road. I've been there. But, you know, it's boring. Some of them are knitting and some of them are sewing, and I'm not into that. There's loads of my friends, and they come at least once or twice a week. The community nurse, she calls about every 6 weeks. I've the home help from Monday to Friday for an hour, which is good. Like, the girls ordered that before I came home. Well, that was a bit difficult because they don't have too many. And I get the Meals on Wheels Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 3 days. I could go up and have my dinner up there if I wanted to, but I prefer they bring it. I'm never sitting alone, to be honest with you. This place I want to be. You have memory of everything, like from the children growing up, like 1954, it's a long, long time. We built that bathroom between us, the two of us. I mixed the sand and cement and handed it up to him. There was nobody else helped him. He did all the plumbing and everything himself. And I miss him so much. I think of him every single day. No matter what I'm doing, I wouldn't leave it for anything now. I don't care. I'm very happy and I'm very content and I've got everything I want. I mean, everything except my car. And I'm thinking of getting a new one. I am. Thanks be to God. God give me my health. No, that's all I want. And a car. I must write a nice letter to the people that give the license.